Islamic guidance on the use of tongue. The tongue is a great blessing for humankind. No creature other than man possesses such an asset. Meaningful speech is a very rare phenomenon in the universe. No two astronomical bodies, no two trees, no two animals, and no mountain or river can enter into a meaningful conversation. It is only human beings who have this unique capacity. Being an important organ of a human being, it is like a double-edged sword. It has plus points as well as minus points. In terms of use, this unique blessing can be described in two different ways: healthy use and unhealthy use. The right use of the tongue can produce a healthy atmosphere in society. Conversely, the wrong use of the tongue is so baneful that it may destroy the whole social fabric. The right use of the tongue can create the spirit of love among people, while the wrong use of the tongue will create hatred and intolerance in society. One who uses his tongue along healthy lines will receive a double reward. This will help develop his personality, and then he will receive more and more blessings from the Creator. Make your speech the result of positive thinking, rather than an abrupt expression of ill-considered ideas. Make your speech the result of positive thinking, rather than an abrupt expression of ill-considered ideas. The Quran says, "There is no good in most of their secret talk, except in the case of those who enjoin charity and kindness or reconciliation between people. If anyone does that, seeking the pleasure of God, we will give him an immense reward." 4:114. This Quranic verse sets the standard for secret as well as open talk, namely, soundness and utility. One can only live up to this standard by being sincere in what one says and speaking only after analyzing the matter at hand. And what one says should stem from a positive mind. According to this verse, a person must refrain from futile talk. He should never indulge in talking just for the sake of talking. Now the question is, what is the best manner of speaking, and what content of one's speech may be regarded as worthwhile? The Quranic criterion for proper social interaction is based on three principles. All three principles are described in the above verse of the Quran, which sets them forth as follows. Charity, speaking with the true giving spirit. Kindness, speaking with the spirit of well-wishing towards others. Conciliation, speaking in such a way as to create an atmosphere of harmony among people. This is what constitutes well-thought-out speech and is the only legitimate use of one's tongue. This kind of speech is useful to both the speaker as well as the listener. For the speaker's part, it conveys sincerity and positivity, while for the listener it is also fruitful in all respects. An article published in the Time magazine web portal brings out in vivid detail the importance that is given to measured and guarded speech in Islam. The tongue is called the mirror of the heart. What appears on our tongue is a chief indicator of what is in our hearts. This becomes even truer in those unguarded moments, when anger, frustration, or stress gets the best of us and our tongues lose any sense of discipline. The Prophet Muhammad said that one of the ways of knowing if there is hypocrisy in our hearts is to examine what we say with our tongues when we become angry. If it is foul and vile words, then that is a measure of how much purification of the heart remains. 73. The Prophet once remarked that Lord had commanded him 9 things. One of them was to speak the truth, in prosperity and adversity. The Prophet Muhammad said that anyone who believes in God and the last day should either speak well or remain silent. Silence is golden. So goes the saying. Thinking before you speak is the key. Ramadan, Day 25, Restraining the Tongue, July 24, 2014, Time.com. The following is a selection of Quranic verses, hadith reports and prayers, that highlight how to use the ability of speech to good effect. The Merciful who taught the Quran, He created man and He taught him speech. 55:1, O God, loosen the knot in my tongue so that they may understand my speech. 25:28, Teachings of the Prophet, If the observer of a fast does not give up false utterances and their pursuit, then God does not require him to give up his food and water. Fasting is like a shield. When one of you is observing a fast, neither should you indulge in indecent talk, nor should you create an uproar. And if someone talks ill of you, or fights with you, you should just say, I am observing my fast. A man may speak of God's pleasure without giving it much importance, and yet be raised in status by his Creator. A man may say something which is abhorrent to God, without attaching any importance to it, and it may sweep him straight into hell. A person once said to the Prophet, O Messenger of God, a certain woman is said to offer prayers, observe fasts and give alms generously, but she hurts her neighbors by the way she speaks. The Prophet replied, She will go to hell. Then the man said, O Messenger of God, a certain other woman says fewer prayers, keeps fewer fasts voluntarily and offers little in the way of alms. She only gives a few pieces of cheese, but she never hurts her neighbors with her tongue. The Prophet replied, She will enter paradise. According to a companion of the Prophet, the Prophet forbade not only indulgence in slander and backbiting, but even listening to such talk. The man who indulges in backbiting will not enter paradise. God, I seek from you a tongue that speaks the truth and a heart which is pure and clean. The prophet once remarked that Lord had commanded him 9 things. One of them was to speak the truth, in prosperity and adversity. A supervising angel remains vigilant to preserve on record every speech that is uttered by a person's tongue.